You're tuned to KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory on this brand new day that we've never seen before. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is that we woke up this morning. We woke up on our own. That little tap on the shoulder said, "Rise up, my brother, my sister. I got something for you today." And the Lord is always good. So it's going to be a good day because one thing is we're on top of the ground. Amen. DJ Mr. T in the house. And
this is Thomas Stratton. Good to be here with you again Sunday morning. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Brother Thomas, we thank you for coming back and then joining us again for another Sunday morning. And we've got a special guest, Brother Bobby's on the way. But this is the day. So let's just kick it off just like that. Here's Fred Hammond. You're tuned to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. The Songs of Praise Gospel program is in effect. It is a party, a celebration in the name of Jesus. So let's get it started. Amen.
Church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give him the praise, cause this is the day.
This is the day that the Lord.
Come on and say it. Glad in it. This is
that strengthens me.
To the left.
The seat that was yours now.
news, so I'll just say
farewell, goodbye, so long.
We've just grown apart.
Farewell, goodbye, so long.
We're two different people now. So good to see you.
See your face. It reminds me of mercy. And please let me say I was wrong.
I'm sorry.
Never knew your touch was endless.
I never knew
how you never run dry of forgiveness. Didn't know how bad it was. Was afraid just because.
I was afraid.
Sorry, dear. Grace took your place. So
I waited my whole life to say this. Come on.
Never again will I love you.
That chapter's over.
My heart, it refuses to be your home.
See, God has set me free.
No longer your prison.
Hallelujah.
Today I remember.
Far away from you.
Apart from you.
I got a new love now, y'all. Help me.
Never again will I trust you.
See, I'm not fighting with you no more.
I'm tired of fighting. It's been way too long.
I've been fighting all my life.
No longer your prince.
But today,
today I remember.
It's a new day.
Who I was.
That man is gone. And I can say, every time I ever heard no,
farewell,
bye bye,
goodbye, so long.
To the little boy that they let go,
farewell,
bye bye,
goodbye, so long.
They owe me, he's out the door.
Farewell,
thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye, so long.
And if you're with me, I need to hear you say,
farewell,
yes,
goodbye, so long.
I need for you to try one more time,
farewell,
believe one more time,
goodbye,
dream one more time.
So
clear one more time and say
farewell,
yes,
goodbye,
yes,
so long. Hello, fear. Before you sit down, there's something I need to explain.
Amen, amen, amen. This morning, yes. Hello, fear. As we continue this morning, that was Kirk Franklin and the family. Hello, fear. Amen. As we go to our Bible this morning, the verse of the day is 1 Peter 2 and 24 in the NIV, where it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness, by his wounds you have been healed." And I'll say that part again: by his wounds you have been healed. Our message is brokenness. We see it all around us. We experience it ourselves in our relationships, in our dreams, in our bodies. And yet something happened over 2,000 years ago that still has the power to heal the brokenness. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, took the weight of our sins upon himself. He carried them to the cross, giving up his life not because of his own wrongdoing, but because of ours. This is the essence of the gospel. Through his sacrifice, he offered us a path out of darkness and into his light, a life transformed by his grace. Because of Christ's sacrifice, we've been given a profound healing of our spirits, new life taking the place of sin and darkness that separate us from God. Through his wounds, we are offered forgiveness and a new relationship with God, healed and whole. Understanding his sacrifice transforms us. We can't live in darkness anymore. Brokenness may surround us, but it is no longer within us. His righteousness washes over us. His healing wells up within us. Our entire life shifts as a response to the profound love and sacrifice Jesus showed us, and the healing that he alone can provide. Amen. Jesus, thank you for your forgiveness from my sins, our sins, for righteousness through faith, for healing. The only way was through your sacrifice on the cross. You gave everything so we could be made whole and have life with you. Thank you. Help us live with that truth that the foundation of everything we are and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Brother Bobby just got here, and he's coming into the station here in just a moment. We still have our guests are on the way this morning. We're asking God for traveling mercies and grace for the ladies. And I got a special song that I wanted to play for Bobby, but I wanted to introduce it for him, but he hasn't actually walked in yet. But I'm going to go in and play it anyway, because I know this is something that's going to get him toe-tapping, as we always say. So I'm sure the brother going to walk in and start dancing. If I had the video going out, y'all would be able to enjoy this. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Here is Nisi. Jesus said it. Testimony.
Oh, I'm so